So, February day two, about being thankful. Well, you can take this in any direction, but I'm thankful for a guy who's probably about 70-ish years of age. A guy called Mike, who lives across the road. A guy who is quite kind. A guy who has come over in the past every day to put the pressure back in the boiler, because for months the heating has been playing up. Now, the engineer has been out twice, and now thankfully it seems to be okay, but it's been out three times actually to try to fix the problem. And I think the third time was the lucky time, because it seems okay now. But this guy, Mike, is always on the phone, always willing. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have had any heating or hot water for months. This guy's our landlord. We rent the house off him. He owns the house. And in the past, I've had some absolutely scumbag McBastard landlords. I remember once we lived somewhere and we didn't have any hot water or heating for months and nothing was done about it. But this guy is very nice, and we're very lucky. So, I'm thankful for Mike, the landlord, because I know that you can have some absolute shits of landlords. I've heard some horror stories, and I've had a couple of horrible ones myself, but I'm very lucky with this guy. So, I could talk about Oliver, my guide dog. I'm thankful for him. Thankful for what he does. I'm thankful for lots of things. But being practical today, thank you to Mike, who will never ever hear this.